You're on Norfolk City Council. Why run for lieutenant governor? It seems sort of like an unglamorous position in some way. Where, what kind of sway does a lieutenant governor have? I know you can break ties, but other than that, how can you get involved in influencing what the General Assembly or the governor does?
You have a statewide platform to convene the best and the brightest resources. And when you're not in the General Assembly, convening and presiding rather over the Senate, you have 10 months of the year to bring experts together, whether it's from the federal government, federal delegation, local government, which I bring expertise in, the private sector, nonprofit, academia, philanthropic community, to address the issues that I think are most important to Virginia right now. And I look forward to continuing the work that I've been doing at the local and the regional level from Hampton Roads. I'm the only candidate from that area of the Commonwealth, which is the second largest voting bloc in Virginia.
You told me that you were sort of a recovering entrepreneur and you've been in industrial sales. Do you think that background would help, especially if the discussion started talking about training people for jobs, technical jobs, that type of thing?
Definitely. I think, first of all, sales and marketing is really what we do as elected officials. Our constituents are our customers, and we're trying to solve problems and find resources and connect the dots. And that's what I've been doing at the local level and the regional level, and bringing that to bear along with my background as a recovering entrepreneur, understanding the challenges of access to capital for small businesses, hiring folks and finding resources there. As it relates to training, my mom was a single mom. My dad left soon after we moved to Virginia when I was 7, and she had never worked outside of the home. She was fortunate enough to go back to Tidewater Community College and take a couple classes and became a draftsman and work for a government contractor. And that's how she put food on the table for my brother and me. So having access to workforce development training is so critical now, more than ever, as we come out of this COVID economy, because a lot of people are going to need to be retrained and upskilled. And as Lieutenant Governor, I would love to focus on ensuring that all Virginians have access to a quality education, including workforce development training.
We're talking with Andrew McClellan, a candidate for Lieutenant Governor in the June 8th primary, Democratic primary. I notice that equity is a big thing with you. Why is equity important and access to quality jobs and health care for all?
I mean, everybody wants to have access to opportunity and a path to success. Based on my background, as well as the background of so many Virginians, I co-chair our Social Equity and Economic Opportunity Commission in Norfolk, where we're looking at affordable housing and we're looking at health care, particularly mental health care, as well as education and job opportunities. And, you know, for a long time, not all Virginians have had the equity and have had the seat at the table. So particularly focusing on small businesses and creating access to create generational wealth for women-owned businesses and veteran-owned businesses and minority-owned businesses is going to be critical and a real theme for me.
How long have you been on Norfolk City Council?
So I was elected in May of 2016 after defeating a 16-year Republican incumbent. That was pre-Trump. And I know that I can win post-Trump, too.
Has being on city council sort of opened your eyes, Andrea, more to some of these issues that a lot of people deal with?
I would tell you that in advance of being elected, I served for 20 years in the community, raising awareness and funds for causes that were important to me, including victims of domestic violence, and those who were experiencing homelessness, and helping people who'd recently been incarcerated find reentry and job training skills and high school dropouts get back in and get their high school diploma. So actually, this is work I've been doing for decades, far before coming on to elected office. So I think that I've been aware of this, certainly on council, understanding how we can implement policy and adjust our budgets to ensure that there is more access is great. And to be able to do that statewide and to provide more paths to success for more folks is really what drives me. And it's a great opportunity. And I hope Virginians will agree that I'm the best candidate for lieutenant governor.
Andrea McClellan is one of six candidates seeking the Democratic nomination for lieutenant governor in the June 8th primary. I wanted to ask you, it seems like it's been really hard for people to get a lot of traction in this lieutenant governor race. I know there was a poll about a month ago where almost all the candidates were polling down in the single digits. Do you focus on that much, or what's the secret sauce? How do you win an election like this where so many people, it seemed at least a month ago, weren't really paying attention?
Great question. The fact of the matter is there are now six candidates running for the June 8th primary, and none of us have significant name ID outside of maybe our home territory. Being the only candidate from Hampton Roads, which is the second largest voting block, gives me an advantage for sure. But the work that I've done regional and statewide has allowed me to have a network in place. But listen, running a candidacy statewide by Zoom is not easy. And we're finally getting out and seeing people, and I feel like I'm getting traction now, and it's really exciting. But I think it's anybody's game. And I'll tell you, when I ran in 2016, nobody thought I was going to beat a 16-year incumbent, and I wasn't even sure when I went into Election Day. And when I won 19 of 23 precincts, I think the incumbent was just as surprised as I am. And we're just running a hard game, having fun, putting some good ideas out on the road, and meeting a lot of good people, and hopefully people will vote for Andrea McClellan on June 8th.
Has there ever been a female lieutenant governor in Virginia?
There has not. There has not. It'd be great to break that glass ceiling. But I have to tell you, I'm running not to become just the first female lieutenant governor, but to win the votes from Virginians, because I fully believe that I am the most qualified, with 30 years of experience in business, nonprofit, in local government. I think I'm uniquely qualified to not only win the primary, but to win the general election in November, and also somebody who can fill in for the governor. Because at the end of the day, that is the lens that people should be thinking about as they consider a lieutenant governor candidate. Because God forbid something should happen to the governor, you need somebody with executive experience who can take that role on. And I believe I'm that person.
You feel you can work with any of the candidates for governor the Democrats are putting up?
I can work with just about anybody. That's the beauty of having a background in sales and marketing.
This is kind of an odd question, but there's a Jennifer McClellan running for governor. If she won and you won, you'd be a McClellan ticket. Sounds like a law firm or something. I wonder if that you think that's confusing to voters at all.
Well, you know, there's a McClellan, there's a McAuliffe, there are two Jennifers. There's something for everybody in this election for sure. But all they need to remember is Andrea with the A-N-D-R-I-A, McClellan or lieutenant governor.
Last question I had, Andrea, was you've been on this Road to Access tour in Southside and Southwest Virginia. What's that all about? And what are people telling you that they're concerned about when you get out there and you talk to real people?
People want access to elected officials. They want to be seen and they want to be heard. And they want somebody outside of Northern Virginia who understands what it's like to be in rural Virginia, understands the challenges of not having access to broadband, not having access to good paying jobs, or an education system that benefits their children. You know, a lot of the issues that we have in urban areas are similar to that, which are in rural areas. For example, access to broadband, it's different, but 25% of homes in Norfolk don't have access to high-speed internet. For us, it's an affordability issue. For Southwest Virginia, it's a connectivity issue. Our schools are in terrible shape. There's been underinvestment in our schools for decades, both in rural Virginia and urban Virginia. My son's high school auditorium roof collapsed during the school year a couple years ago. This is shameful, and we've got to start to address that.
All right. Just to wrap up, you feeling good about things so far? Based on you get juiced when you go on the road?
I absolutely love being in front of people, and I'm having fun. I mean, we have a little less than 3 weeks now, and it's unfortunate because now that we're finally out on the road, I'm getting really excited. And the good news is, after June 8th, we'll have till November 2nd, so I'll have plenty of time to meet lots of folks.